This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9. It's 22 minutes to 5. That's the Bee Gees and a tragedy. Callum and Leo are having an email conversation about... Go on.
Well, look, he said he prefers the Steps version, just saying. And I don't have a preference, but that is the version I know better. So, you know, I don't know if you want to take that in a harsh light or anything. You can, and I will bear the brunt of your criticism because I am a man. and I'm not at all emotionally fragile.
Now, I was looking for a key question to ask our very special guest who has just stepped into the studio. Nathaniel is with us now. Welcome back to Joy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Do you have a favourite version of tragedy? Is it Bee Gees or Steps?
The Bee Gees.
See? I'm a Bee Gees man.
It's got to go the classic.
Have to go the classic.
How have you been? It's been quite a few months since you were last here at Joy.
Yeah, I've been great. You know, I've just released a new song called Flavor. I got married this year.
Say what?
Congratulations.
I know. Who would have thought, hey? Biggest mistake of my life.
Well,
I'm joking.
What's her name?
Her name's Fujan. F-U-J-A-N.
Fujan.
Fujan.
It's
and I got married early this year on an island in Malaysia.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Some of my favourite friends and family were there. Favourite. it was very small, it was intimate, and, you know, it was a fantastic day. It was amazing.
So you've just broken the hearts of many, many boys and girls around the country
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
There go my plans for the evening.
As a performance artiste, aren't you supposed to hold on to the mystery and, you know, yeah, I'm single and available, baby.
Of course. Yeah. I'm like that on stage. It's still that way. Yeah.
Sell your body on stage.
That's it. Exactly right. But no, it's been fantastic. It's been a great start to the year. My album's nearly done, so a lot going on.
Yeah. All right. So let's have a quick recap. X Factor 2012. You competed. It was same series where Samantha Jade came in
many
there.
Many moons ago.
Both of you. Mm. Well, it seems so long ago, and yet it's only a couple of years.
I know. It's crazy. It goes so quick.
One of the things I guess that's been quite interesting about your career so far since participating in X Factor is that you've only really had up before the current single being released, only had three singles in 2.5 years. So you weren't pumping out the songs, you weren't playing the game of numbers. You're really, I'm guessing, looking for quality.
Exactly. It's all about quality, not quantity. Mm. So they say. I did, however, release an EP independently years and years ago, and I released a single off that. But I didn't really push it, you know what I mean? And I guess now I was waiting for the right song at the right time. And the last almost 2 years from my first single, You, has just been incredible. It's just been, you know, my career has been growing from strength to strength, and it's incredible. It's a great response that I've gotten from it still seems weird to say my fans. It's crazy.
All right. So since X Factor, of course, You, as you said, came out, sold certified double platinum, got to number 4 on the charts.
Yep,
huge debut, major label single.
I know.
You're Beautiful followed that up.
Yep.
It was number 14 on the charts. It's a great song. And then more recently, we had Live Louder, which again was platinum certified.
Double now.
Double.
It's gone double. So, I know. Amazing. Incredible.
Number 4. I think we need to listen to, out of the 3, I actually think this is my favorite, and it's probably the and it's You're Beautiful. So this is going back about 14, 15 months now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, a while ago.
This is Nathaniel and You're Beautiful
Thank
on
you.
Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, on air with us right now, live in the studio, is the amazing Australian singer-songwriter Nathaniel. Still with us. We were just listening to Your Beautiful before, your second single that was out probably end of 2013, early 2014, I think.
Yeah, roughly around that same time, yeah. Definitely.
And, great track. Now, the track you released last year, which around about September last year, Louder, was a step away from the first two singles with You and Your Beautiful, which were, you know, mid-tempo,
similar
big
type of sound.
Power ballads, basically, that really utilised that amazing soprano.
Yep.
Is it a soprano? Is that
falsetto.
One? Falsetto, thank you.
Got it.
That very high voice that you have mastery over, and which you demonstrated very well during X Factor as well.
Yep.
But then Live Louder is something quite different. It's really funky, and I think the interesting thing about it is when we think about it in hindsight, we go, "Oh yeah, well it's very Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson and Uptown Funk," but it's actually older
exactly.
than that song.
Exactly, it's crazy. Live Loud is such a different type of sound. I guess for the listeners and my audience to hear from me, but for me especially, it's so close to home. Like, You and Your Beautiful were in the same sort of bracket, that similar sound. Live Louder is completely different. But I would say I'm so home to that soul funk type of sound because I grew up listening to that type of sound. Like, I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and you know, Prince, for example. So I guess it was just natural for me to fall and into that sort of area and follow the steps of that type of sound, so to speak. But also the R&B urban side of me was Boyz II Men and Blackstreet and all those old school sort of R&B singers back in the 90s and stuff. So I was like, for me, I always want to shock my audience. I always want to shock them, not in a bad way, but I want to do a song or release music that is always going to broaden, firstly, my demographic and my sound and get my fans to sort of grow through it and you know, be creative together in a way, so to speak. But that, yeah, Live Louder just took off. It just took off, and it was a fun song. It had some great parts in the song that were, you know, really hooky and earworms that just stuck around like a bunch of la la la's. Who would have thought a song filled with la la la's would get stuck in your head? But it did, and thank God it worked.
Now, we continue to play the original mix of Live Louder here, but in fact, Live Louder was also remixed by one of our favourite remixing production companies in the world, Seventh Heaven.
Yes.
And I have to say that the best thing about that remix was that it got you exposure in the UK. I don't even know if you know this. We actually replay a lot of the mix shows out of Gadio on a Friday night here at Joy.
Really?
And all of them played the Seventh Heaven remix of Live Louder. Always harking back, oh, this is Australian talent, Nathaniel.
I did not know this, dude. Yes. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So,
why does anyone tell me anything, man?
So when you fly to London, you'll probably get an invite to perform at Heaven.
Let's do it. That's crazy. Now, that's really, really cool to know.
So you will have a gay fan base when you get to London at
Incredible.
Some stage.
Let's
so,
keep it that way.
Can guarantee it. I think we should have a listen to Live Louder now.
If you please.
All right.
Awesome.
This is Nathaniel on Joy. Ow!
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Nathaniel is in the studio with us. Now, Nathaniel, we're going to talk about your new single very, very shortly, but I have one very, very important question that I do need to ask
you.
Because I spotted you on Sunrise. I think, was that last week you performed Flavor
yeah,
on
it was.
Sunrise?
I
now,
did.
I noticed something when you, at the in that.
Hopefully you noticed something good and not a bad thing.
No. So the whole thing was, because you actually were on Australian Idol.
Many years ago,
as a very, very young performer. I think you were, what, 15?
No. I was About 20 okay. years old.
You just looked really young.
I still look really. I look like a little baby, like a little toddler.
Now, the thing was, though, you had an afro when you appeared on...
The Golden Locks.
Yes. Now, by the time we got to X Factor and post-X Factor, you'd gone with the full shave look.
Yep.
Now, I spotted you... Now, you're wearing a beanie today.
Yes.
Now, but I spotted you on Sunrise. You've got a manicured hairdo going on there. Have you found straightness? Have you found good product?
Oh man, it's never ending. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've got this new hairstyle where I'm getting a fade on, you know, back and sides, and I've got this slit in the middle, the side of my head, like a part. Vibe. You know,
like,
what I mean?
I panicked for a second there. Like, oh hey, god, guys, how many stitches did you have?
No. Man, I had that hairdo for many years, all my life, up until you know, I went to the shaved look probably maybe 6 years ago, mm-hmm. 5-6 years ago, and I've kept it ever since. Because you know why? It's so damn easy. It's so easy and convenient. Wake up in the morning and pretty much your hair's done.
So is the beanie hiding the fact that you've gone back to the shave look?
No, I'll show you. The beanie's like...
Oh, no, there it is. There it is.
Oh, my God!
Real hair.
Real hair.
I have to say, it just looked very, very stylish and very now, in a very retro sort of way. So,
yeah. Well. I guess, you know, you're forever... evolving your brand and your style and your look, and it's always going to change. Hopefully I don't go as drastic as like Nicki Minaj or Lady Gaga.
I wouldn't recommend it personally.
All right, well, talking of evolution, let's talk about right up to date now. Let's talk about the new single Flavor.
Yes.
Now, you've worked very, very closely with the guys from DNA up in Sydney, Anthony Agisi and David Musumeci.
Yep.
They co-wrote Flavor with you.
Co-wrote Flavor with me, yeah. They're pretty much my writing team. You know, they're the go-to guys I always want to go to and write some music. And you always, you're not guaranteed a smash, but you're guaranteed a damn good song. Mm. And we co-wrote Flavor with another guy called Louis Shaw, who's just been in the game for a while, and he's written songs with Jessica Mowboy, Guy, Sebastian, Taylor Henderson, mm-hmm. pretty much the start of Taylor's first couple of singles he co-wrote on those. So we've been meaning to get into the studio together, and I thought, you know, what better way to match up two powerhouse producers and songwriters. And one night, we were in the studio, actually. We were just dancing, and we caught up. We were going to start this session. We were dancing and just talking about music and singing and listening to music on YouTube and Spotify and all that sort of stuff and drawing inspiration. And then we had this concept, Flavor. And Flavor's a little bit of a throwback. I love my throwbacks. That soulful funk sort of, you know, 80s sound, 70s sound. And it was born. Flavor was born. It's a little bit gangster. I say this all the time because it's not spelt correctly.
Yes, the
F-L-A-V-A. It's a little bit gangster, so I'm a bit of a rebel for doing that, not going to lie. But, you know, I it's important to have point of difference and, you know, in each area. So, Flavor was born, and it's got some big legs to run the race. So hopefully everyone sort of gets it.
All the press around Flavor says that this is a hint of what's to come in a full album release coming later in the year.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that you've still got a lot of writing to do, or is there a lot of it?
No, dude. No. The album is like two songs off being completed.
Oh, awesome.
Like, we're at the nitty-gritty, tiny little pinpoint area of it being finished. We've got some international songs on there that I co-wrote when I was in Sweden and America. And I guess the last four singles that everyone's heard from me, You're Beautiful, Live Louder, Now Flavor, gives you a bit of a taste what my album's going to sound like. There's some other great songs
on
there.
I was going to say, are there any surprises on there for us?
There are. There are some other great songs on there, some really awesome songs on there. I'm pretty vulnerable in a lot of the songs. I go pretty deep. not the deep voice, but, you know, I go really emotional. But I guess there's a couple of songs, and I want everyone, when it comes out, I want them to listen to some of the songs that obviously they're not going to hear up until when it comes out. But I want them, everyone to listen to the vocal production in some of the songs where I get emotional, and the lyrics as well, because it's pretty special. Like one of the songs is a ballad that I actually wrote for my wife, and she walked down the aisle to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's special. Yeah, yeah. And it may or may not be on the album, who knows? But in terms of how I sang it, it was pushing every boundary in me, like emotionally. Like I was pretty much, I was singing this song and in tears. And I'm a bloke. I don't normally cry. I don't normally cry a lot. I'm not gonna lie. I don't. But man, I was like a little pussycat in the booth and
getting married and singing to your wife and writing a song for her is probably gonna make that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's right. You get a pass for that. You can still keep your bloke status, I think.
I was in all sorts that when we did that song, and that's why I want everyone, you know, that, you know, people who buy my album, my record, it's gonna be my first studio recording album, to listen out for these things and just understand what I'm trying to say in the song, you know.
We will definitely be paying attention, special attention now.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right. Flavor's been out for a couple of weeks. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Another amazing
Thank
single.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Get on to it now. It's called Flavor Gangster Style, FLAVA.
Yes.
It is.
Forget
Nathaniel.
All your schooling when you're searching for this one.
Nathaniel, it's been amazing. Once
Thank
again.
Thank you for having me, man.
Thank Cheers. You for being with us on Joy.
Awesome. Thanks.
Here it is.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.